All right. Look at this surprise, ladies and gentlemen. We are live in the Tangy studio today.
I love it.
Right? We're here in person. Usually we're talking across different computers. Now we're sitting shoulder to shoulder. We don't know what to do with our hands and where to look, but we're here and ready to do a good show for you today.
There you go. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's cool seeing the behind the scenes. Getting to see Steve here in a full production. If you guys didn't know, he's running production, doing the interview, running the notes, the show notes. So it's amazing to see here the backside of it.
Yeah, we'll have to give you some video here. If you're not watching this and you're listening to this in your car, we do have a show that we put onto YouTube. You can find us at Tangy Talks, and we're on a mission to get to 100 subscribers, and we're gaining subscribers every week. But if you're just listening on the car, we'd love having you listening as well. But it's been a big week. We've had some fun stuff going on. I'm excited because after this, we like celebrating the small wins. We've got the Tangy van that we just bought, and it looks awesome, right? Like, it looks amazing. You've seen it for a while, but I haven't seen it in person yet. And so now we're going to go hit the streets after this, and I think we can make a competition of some kind.
Yeah, I think it's great that we you know, see it out on the street. You could do you could shout us out, post it on Instagram. Maybe we'll give you a discount on a night. Or two, and see if anybody could spot it outside.
Yeah, I think that. All right, we're making the plan now. See, we're brainstorming live. You spot this Tangy van. We'll give a picture here for you to see what it looks like. This is it here. You see this van out in the streets in South Florida, and you send the picture or tag it, and tag us on Instagram or any social media. We will give you 10% off of your stay. That's pretty big.
That's pretty big. We can do that.
Let's do it. We're gonna do that. So if you see this van out there, 10% off your stay of any of the Tangy properties, and you can check it out at staywithtangy.com. So love that van, and it's going to get its own photo shoot today. So we're excited to do that on the streets. So you got to celebrate the little wins here.
Little by little, yeah. We'll promote the van. You'll see it on all of our social medias. We'll add a little description and comments as well of how you can join and hopefully get the 10% discount. And it's going to be fun. Glad you're able to see it in person now.
Yeah, I love seeing it in person. Our team's been driving it. I've been jealous that I haven't. They're so busy that I haven't been able to like check it out here. But we've got some good stuff going on. We've had a lot of new leads coming through Tangy. We've got a new home we're starting in LEJ, Georgia.
Right. LEJ, Georgia.
Talk to us about it. Why? How did we get this? What is it?
Yeah, so it's a beautiful cottage over in LEJ. We currently manage a property there that was referred to us by an owner that we currently work with. And the housekeeper that was there, you know, she saw the previous management that was basically taking care of the property, went to us, and she sees the change in, you know, the occupancy and more people coming in, better quality guests. So she referred us to a friend that has a property basically two streets down and said, hey, this, you know, management company is doing a great job. You should take a look at them. I spoke with the owner. And we signed the agreement early this month, so we'll start in June. So I'm excited for that.
I love that. And so, for listeners out there, if you're really trying to build and you have maybe a couple properties already, referrals seem to be some of the best ways for us to get new properties because it's hard doing door to door.
Agreed.
You know, we've had the strategy for a long time that worked of finding, you know, for sale by owner or for rent by owner that are furnished and convincing them to join us and do a great job with them. But that's getting harder and harder to do with so much more competition in the market and a lot more people looking for homes. So
exactly.
Referrals are always the best way. And you see that in any kind of business. We're looking to build a new website.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we found, I think, the person we're going to work with through a referral. So if you can get a referral program in place for your current clients, do it. It's paying off. And we're going to be pushing that even more the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think we could share what our current referral program is with our owners.
Who's
the better promoter of your services and what you do than the owners and the people that are already working with you. But we are providing a 10% discount for the monthly fee that we charge guests. So just to give you an example, our services are 25% for the nightly rate. So then for that month, if that property comes on, we give them a 10% discount. So knocks it from 25% service fee to 15% service fee. So that's a big bonus for some of our owners. And some of our owners are getting smart. I told you about that one. It's he brought on a property or referred us to a property and specifically chose
the busiest month.
So kudos to him.
Smart.
He took advantage of that promotion.
So I would do the same. But we thank you anyway. We thank you. We appreciate you for bringing on the new property. We love seeing it as we continue to grow and keep adding new things. And, you know, the other thing that we did this week and last week, which we're really happy to do, and we'll give a shout out to our friend Isabel Porzakansky over at People Traction. We just implemented the entrepreneurial operating system that really gives structure to the company. And man, it's just made a huge difference of how we operate every week, every day, every minute. What do you think about it, Victor? Because you read the book Traction. You talked to me about it. I just happened to know Isabel, who really trains and teaches it. What do you think about adding it?
I love it. I mean, I brought it up to Steve, a friend of mine, referred me and told me, hey, you know, read this book Traction. And I read it front page to the end of the last page. And I fell in love with the system. But one of the key things for that EOS system is you got to get, the whole team on board. So I, kind of told Steve, he was a little on the fence, and I said, I think you'll love it and you really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I told Steve, I really would love to get kind of like leadership training for us and all the team here. And immediately, he thought of Isabel, which was a perfect timing, I think. And ever since we've brought on EOS, we're already on, I think it's like our fourth or fifth.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Meet with her, and right away, the accountability has been night and day. The way that we conduct our meetings are so, direct, and we know kind of the structure and how it works. And I think one of my favorite key points is kind of how she brought it up. It's if you were in an island and you didn't have your computer, you didn't have Wi-Fi, what are the 10 numbers that you know the health of the business?
Yep.
And we call it, that's a scorecard. And I'm sure if you're familiar with EOS, you know what we're talking about. And that scorecard, I mean, we go through every week, and we could see the health of the company weekly just by looking at those numbers.
And having a history for it. So
having a history
for any of you out there operating, you got to know your numbers. For other companies in tech world, they call it KPIs, and in other hotels, they call it different things, like, your market metric scores and different things. This is really training you. What are your sales? What are your costs? How many reservations, cancellations, guest scores? We track revenue of different categories. So it's really what you think your company needs. But if you need something, Isabel, free commercial for you, because you've helped so much, and we'll clip this for you and send it to you. But call Isabel Porzakansky for your EOS needs. That's a big help.
We made you a believer, right?
Made me a believer. I was a little skeptical at first, but it's really a system I didn't know I was kind of using already when I worked in hotels. But it really just holds people accountable. Everyone knows what they're working on. You have to-dos that you have to present to every single week, and it makes a huge difference. So
I love it.
That's how we stay ourselves organized and do so much. Because I know a lot of you ask, like, how do you do so many different things and stay organized? It's having a good system in place.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, we go to events and we get asked that that question on how we have so many different things going on, and we're able to kind of hone it down and put it all together. Mm-hmm. A lot of it comes from Steve, so a lot of kudos as well to Steve. But this is kind of solidified and gelled everything together.
Got to schedule it, or it doesn't happen, man. That's how it goes. But let's talk about some news here that we got here and some topics, because it's been happening to us. And lucky enough for me, I got quoted in, of all places, the Seattle Times newspaper for an article about when owners sell their vacation rental and it still has bookings in it and what you should do. So we figure we should talk to you about this, because it's actually happening in our world, because we don't own the homes that we manage. We are a property management company. So sometimes this happens. Why don't you talk about what's going on in our world without being naming the property owner,
right?
But best practices if you are going to sell, and if you're a guest, what you should do.
Yeah, so we have kind of what Steve mentioned, we have something very similar to this going on right now with one of our properties specifically. So it's a beautiful four bedroom two bathroom home, and the owner is actually selling it not only at market price, he's actually selling it a little bit higher, because he's actually promoting management company and offering it turnkey. So instead of, hey, this home costs around $800,000, he marked it up $100,000, $200,000, because he's going to sell it with reservation and with a team already set up that can continue managing it for you. So they're basically creating it completely turnkey. Then we should ask for a referral. I don't know about you.
I think we should.
But that's actually going on with one of our properties right now, and it opened my eyes, and I think goes perfectly with this topic. So that's something interesting going on right now with our company.
Yeah. And so the other part of this is like the negative for travelers, where you know, they're making bookings, and Airbnb is getting really good about this, and VRBO, like if you get canceled on, they're going to find a place for you.
Right, right.
But there's a lot of people that got into Airbnb, didn't know what they were doing, have freaked out and are looking to sell the property. And so this is where it's causing kind of a bad name for a lot of people, because now people are booking homes, getting this dream vacation that they spent all this money on canceled, and then they're stranded 48 hours before. 100%. So I like to say, if you're a guest, don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, you could even ask if the home is for sale. They may not give you the right answer, but at least you have that documented that you asked, and then the vacation rental platforms will help you.
Exactly.
But just keep an eye out. Look at reviews, because reviews usually tell most of the truth. Sometimes they don't, because some people have learned the game of giving a bad review so they could get something in return. But if you're an owner of a home, don't schedule show-throughs and walkthroughs of the home when guests are there.
Took it right out of my mouth. 100%.
Right. It's happened to us. What happened?
And we push back with the owners. I'm like, you know, we tell them like, hey, put yourself in the shoes of our guests. You know, these are paying guests. How would you like it if you're spending quality time with your family and all of a sudden there's like a showing and a viewing of a walkthrough of the property going on when you're trying to enjoy yourself? So we push back with the owners. We tell them, hey, you have the ability to see the calendar. Let's schedule around these guests. And not hinder these guests, because again, if you are going to sell the property with our reservations, with, you know, our services, we want to make sure that, you know, the next owner isn't affected by your decisions while you're trying to sell. So I know there's a podcast coming out shortly where we talked about my trip in Orlando that happened last week. But as soon as I got to the property, first thing I did is I Googled the address, and I could tell and I saw right away it was for sale. So maybe just like thinking kind of out loud here, maybe before the vacation even happens, you're ready to go ahead and Google that address and send a message to the owner saying, hey, I see that you guys are selling this property. Will my, you know, reservation be affected? Are you going to be doing any walkthroughs during that time? So just preventatives.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good little tip there.
And if you're buying a vacation rental property, it's also good to look at all the reviews from before, because these are things you're going to have to deal with. So if you think that you're buying something turnkey, you may be buying something that's already operating not well. So just make sure you look at the reviews, know what you're getting into, know who the property manager is that you're going to be working with, because that's really your partner in business. So if you can't trust that property manager and you're buying that property and you think it's turnkey, everything's going to work, but they're not fully vested in you as the new owner, you can get yourself in big trouble. So, you know, we were just talking about it this morning. We're going to start to highlight some vacation rental homes that are for sale in legally zoned areas. I want people to hear that, in legally zoned areas. So that people can buy them. So if you're interested in that, let us know. We'd be happy to share with you the properties that are doing best in the neighborhoods that we work in, because we see it. Now people are selling. It might be a good time to get in on that action. So anything else about selling homes you want to share?
No, I think we covered it all. And that was a good topic. And I think it was perfectly timed with kind of what's going on with us here and one of our properties with what we're talking about now. So good little tips there.
Are you a Swiftie? Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
I know she just got a new album.
Oh,
I haven't listened to it. I'm not going to lie. I like the whole kind of, you know, everything going on during the Super Bowl and all the light that it shined on football, but definitely not a Swiftie, I got
to
say.
Oh my God. Don't listen. We're going to have to cut this part out. Swifties, don't come for us. Well, I'll say I'm a Taylor Swift fan most of the time. I haven't heard the new album, but I heard it's maybe not her best work, but
your
we'll
kids,
see.
Your kids listen to Taylor Swift?
My daughter does.
Yeah.
She likes some of the bops, right? Some of the party songs, maybe not the sad songs that she has. She sounds like she whines too much, she says. My daughter, that's not me. All the breakup songs.
Too many breakup songs.
Likes the party songs. but the reason why is that Taylor Swift really is making a giant impact. People are going to her concerts, spending thousands of dollars to go to these concerts, traveling to different cities to see them. And we're seeing that boost all over the place when she's going. And you know, we got to talk to our friends maybe over at AirDNA, because they did one for the eclipse where they showed like bookings during the eclipse. I'm curious to see how they travel with Taylor Swift, because we're seeing it here. We were just going over our numbers this week, because we have a weekly revenue meeting, and we saw very clear that we have a giant jump in October. And we said, what's going on in October? And what did we find? Taylor Swift is coming to South Florida. And we saw it gigantic, a 300% increase of where we were from this time last year in October. Right. So way ahead, and people are booking way out and paying top dollar already to book some of the homes. So we adjusted very quickly, raised those rates for that time. because you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, but you also have to manage that every week. So if you're looking at numbers, and we can talk more about Taylor Swift stuff here in a second, make sure you know all those big events, especially something like this, because you can make yourself a lot more money and the property owners more money, which is what we're here to do. Yeah. And so we're looking at it. But Taylor Swift, I mean, big. What do you see him?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's I don't think there's one specific person that could attract that much publicity and tourism to the city. You know, we have several concerts here in the city that are big headliner concerts, but with a lot of artists, not just one specifically. So it's incredible to see this one specific artist bringing that movement. I'm sure, you know, I wasn't of age at that time, but I'm sure artists like Michael Jackson probably did that in their time.
Yeah, that's a good one to compare.
So it's incredible financially and business wise. You know, that's the kind of like the big thing about Taylor Swift is the business savviness and the ability to do, you know, this and bring tourism to cities and places that usually for one person wouldn't see it. So it's incredible.
You know, we got to do it. I think we should ask the people who booked already if that's what they're coming for.
That's a good.
And then we can do like a Taylor Swift amenity of some kind or like a package for them.
I like that.
See, we're brainstorming live on air for you here.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Let us know what you think. What would be a Taylor Swift package? You know, because they have their tickets, they've got their shirts. Maybe we can create something fun based off of one of her songs.
I was gonna say, I'm
that
like,
we could put in there.
What, there's one of the songs that he wears short shorts, and
I'm not wearing short shorts. So I don't know about you, man.
Put some short shirts, short
Karma?
Shorts, and he, yeah,
the Karma song.
There you go. That's the one.
Start singing for you. See, my daughter got me on that one. But yeah, so listen, I want you to all out there know your big events, because I was surprised. October is slow season usually down here right. in Miami. When we saw that giant spike right away in reservations, we knew something was up. An example, like F1 races this May coming up. We don't see a gigantic spike with that. We had Boat Show and Art Basel and all these things that really raised everything across the board. But to see a big spike like that, shout out to Taylor Swift. Call the Swifties. Keep traveling. You can book with us at staywithtangy.com if you want. We're happy to host you.
Hey, thank her for making one of our slower months a little bit more pumped. So we'll take it. Now let's see if we can get another cool artist for September.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think like what else we could do in those months, but I'm going to follow along. I'm going to talk to my friends at AirDNA, because AirDNA gives like the stats of what's really going on. I want to see what's going on in each city that's going on.
Yeah, it's a strange month, right? I mean, we always say it. It's like when the whole entire country is still, you know, the temperatures are still very warm. You know, everybody's kind of keeping home. And then also September's in August, school everybody starts back to school. Same as a lot of South American countries where we get a lot of travelers from. So that month specifically, you know, probably needs a little synergy, a little energy in that month there.
Yep. Well, shifting gears to something that's a little more challenging right now. Maybe you're facing this. I think a lot of people in the country are seeing it. You know, there's a lot of people being laid off. There's some tough economic times out there for a lot of people. Not everybody, but for a lot of people. And renters are trying to rent out extra bedrooms just to help cover the rent.
Right.
And they're having difficulty doing this because, you know, they sign deals and contracts where they can't lease out places, and landlords are making it very difficult for people, which, you know, I understand as a landlord. I also understand as a renter, you don't want to get kicked out. And Airbnb is planning to collaborate right now with local governments to help support renters' abilities to host. So it's interesting now, because a lot of people did this Airbnb arbitrage model, which freaked out landlords because they were never actually living there. And if you don't know what this is you would go rent a place pretending you're going to live there and then rent it out on Airbnb to host other guests, and it would get damaged and not maintained.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. So now renters are saying, look, we just want to rent. I live here. I just want to rent out my bedroom or rent the place out while I'm out for a week just so I can help cover the rent. What do you think about that, Victor?
I think, you know, I mean, first and foremost, I think being direct and straightforward with your landowner and will prevent a lot of these issues. I'm sure in the agreements there's also clauses that if you do something like that, you could probably get yourself in some trouble,
kicked out,
maybe lose your deposit, get kicked out. So you probably don't want to be in that situation, but it does present itself pretty unique situation for this specifically. If a renter comes in and they want to rent the unit, and you know, you being a land an owner of a property, and you get presented this situation, you know, maybe go in on some sort of strategy with your renter. You know, say, hey, all right, you know, we can do this. Maybe let's create a system where I know who's coming into our property. You know, I want to know what you're doing. I want to You know, see who's going in and out of our property. Maybe send me a list of the guests, maybe some identification. Kind of do your due diligence on who's going in and out of your property. And then, you know, maybe work out a deal with the tenant itself. And, you know, maybe you guys share a split profit percentage. So maybe you can cover your rent.
Yeah, cool.
You could cover your rent and then some. And those times, I'm sure Taylor Swift, you know, in October, and you get a good tenant with a high demand rate, that you could split that with your landowner and with your homeowner. And then that may be a mutual thing that could work out for each other.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool one, right? Because if you're the landlord, you want to win too, right? So you create a win-win situation. You tell them who's coming, how many people. I think there's ways to do this that are smart versus just shutting it down and losing a potential tenant. A lot of markets right now, it's tough. Rents are very high, especially here in South Florida. So I can see it. And I'm just shocked by the amount of layoffs you see with tech companies and now healthcare companies and some, not really hospitality, which is the other big one down here, but the tech and healthcare, which are the other two, are big. Real estate, struggling too, not as many sales, even though all the buildings are going up. So I could see why people want to do this and why Airbnb is trying to be a good partner in doing this. And they're contributing to the Flagstone Initiative, which helps support renters. So the Flagstone Initiative, you can check them out. What they're doing is helping supporting struggling renters. So Airbnb is teaming up with them to really help push this through. So I don't know. It's an interesting time right now.
Yeah. I mean, as a guest, I've never stayed in a property before where I have rents or an owner staying in there. So I'm interested in seeing if that's still a popular thing and people traveling like that.
I think people do. Right? Like that's how Airbnb started.
Of course.
Started with just like the extra bedroom and, you know, showing the people, the community and the world and that they were visiting. I can understand that. I think it's more and more people like us. Like even if you look at the Airbnb commercials that are out right now, it's basically, hey, don't stay in a hotel room, get a whole house instead of just a hotel room. So I understand. But they're pushing experiences now, Airbnb as well. Like they're getting back to their tours and events. And I think there's a big thing with that. Completely side note was, you know, I did another podcast where we were talking about experiences. And now most people would rather spend their money on experiences and traveling and doing these things. So I still think people are willing to cut back on a lot of other things and they're willing to travel. So if you're a landlord and you're a renter and you can work out a good deal, I think you'll get a lot of people coming through.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. With all kind of like the turmoil and everything going on economically, I think people still realize and know that traveling is really where they can, you know, really unwind and take their head and focus on so much things going around all the time. So I think travel and tourism sticks out on that end. But usually, you know, when there is like a struggle in economics, people do cut down. You know, we're talking about some trips that we had planned this year that maybe might not happen for us personally. You know, to obviously ensure that our economics personally and financially.
Yeah, we say that. We want to make sure the maths is what I like to say, because the prices are getting out of control. Like I was talking about this just to go to Universal Studios during spring break, which I was planning on doing. The tickets are the same price, which is $200 and some to get in. And then they get a fast pass was $350 on top of the ticket. And I have a family of four. So all of a sudden you're like, how much am I paying to go to Universal Studios? I could fly to Europe. Same price just for a day at Universal. So these are things that I think people are all looking at. And that's why you're starting to see all these extended stay and affordable vacations popping up. Like even big hotels are getting into it. They're starting to use this more. We're very happy because we see a lot more group staying in our homes. And we have a nice range of prices. So people, instead of paying the $600 a night to stay in a hotel, are paying that to stay in a 3-bedroom with a pool and splitting it. So we're starting to see some interesting things happen here in travel, but we will continue to monitor this and let you know each week what's going on. But for right now, it's good shape down here. So the other thing that we're doing, you know, to kind of wrap this up a little bit here, is we're actively looking to buy some vacation rental companies. So if you're a vacation rental company, especially if you're using Guesty as your PMS, let us know because we can integrate with it pretty easily. But we're looking to grow and we're looking to double in size this year. And so we're actively looking for good deals in some Florida markets. So if that's you and you happen to be listening to this, get in touch with us. We're happy to chat with you and see if we can make something happen or even team up. You never know what we might be able to do together. So we're actively looking to grow.
I love it.
I'm excited about that. I mean, We're there. That's part of the EOS. What was our goal? We needed double in size.
We needed a double. So right now, I can share with that, we're at around 45 homes, and we want to double by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So hopefully getting into the 85, 90 property range and teaming up with someone, and hopefully taking over operations. I know there's a lot of companies that have been around for a really long time and can probably benefit merging and having somebody else come in and helping them as well. So we're actively looking and hopefully being able to partner up with something and somebody that makes sense.
Yeah, it's hard out there. Like a lot of people started, they didn't know what they were getting into in the 2020, 2019. And they realize running a hotel is basically what we're doing.
Exactly.
It's very hard. Exactly. And it's not just a one building. You're spread out. So we're happy to help. We've got the knowledge and the team to do it. So you let us know.
There you go. Yeah, I love it. And I kind of to touch on that subject as well as I remember 2019, 2020, when we were starting to get offers from all these big giant companies of Acasas and all these big corporations. And I got a couple of those emails and I was a little bit like, oh, I don't know if this is something that we want to do. I know that, we'll hand off our operations and our company to a huge company that might not care for our owners, for our staff. But just know, we're not this large corporation. We're going to come in and hopefully and want to work with your team and want to work with your owners and do right by them and do right by everyone that you service daily and do such a great job in doing so. So that's kind of that for me.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, man. So for us, I think it was a good show. We cover a lot of things. If you have any questions on managing your rates during high events, about getting your renters and landlords to work together, or just what to do if you want to buy or sell a vacation rental, let us know. But until next week, Victor, we will see you then. This music created by Victor Feria. See you next week, everybody.